The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. This is not the only time that we see Saint Martha in the scriptures. In fact, very recently we've seen that great story of Martha and Mary that really sits in our memory, that we see Mary sitting at Jesus' feet and Martha working her way through the household chores and begging Jesus even to have Mary join her. And I don't know if we get a glimpse of Mary's own personality. She's a bit of a house cat. Maybe she's not the one who goes out to Jesus here. She's sitting at home. Maybe she is being consoled even by the love of God in her home. She doesn't have that driving force to go out and meet Jesus, and yet Mary does, and Martha does. And I think we have in front of us in the silence between the two scenes, we have something of a conversion of heart for Martha, because Jesus rebukes her. And I think that we have to take that seriously, that Mary has taken the better part. Mary is learning to become like Jesus, proclaimer of the kingdom of God. She's a true disciple. And Martha, I think, in that interaction, remembering, right, that Jesus always acts for our good, that Jesus only ever loves us. We might have read that rebuke as harsh, until we see this, the flowering of the gift of faith that Martha has in running out to meet Jesus and making one of the most profound expressions of faith that we find in all of Scripture. So we go, wow, that's a tough rebuke, right? It won't be, no, Martha, Mary has chosen the better part, which means you have not chosen the better part. And it's almost embarrassing, right? It's a bit of a rebuke. But now we see here that rebuke perhaps was just what she needed in order to see, do you know, that is, in fact, the better part. And then we see that Martha herself has become a disciple of Jesus in making this profession of faith. So I think wherever we find ourselves today, we want to find ourselves as disciples. And we can allow Jesus, we can allow the Holy Spirit in our hearts to chastise us. One of the great works of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin. Okay, now, the reason why that's, say, such a good work of the Holy Spirit is because sin it is that prevents us from having full communion with God. And that's what we want. And that's what God wants. He wants that more than we do. And so he's okay to reprove us in the hardness of our heart, to have us open up to trust him, to entrust ourselves to him in prayer, to receive the love that he has for us, and then to live that love out. Martha, we see, is a great saint, this beautiful profession of faith. And it's a profession of faith we see in her running out to meet Jesus. It's that personal relationship she has with him. She runs out to meet Jesus. She entrusts all her cares and concerns to him. She's bringing together all of our scripture recently. The boldness of prayer. The boldness of prayer. That she, look, that might be something hard to ask. Raise my brother from the dead. Doesn't prevent her from running out and asking him, because she knows that he can. She knows that he can. And so she throws herself into his arms. In no matter where our hearts are today, we ought to throw ourselves into Jesus's hands. He is only going to act for our good. He's only ever going to do what's best for us. And so we find safety and security in his arms, but we also find every good gift there too. So let's go to him today with that fervor of Martha, her untiring love and devotion for Jesus that finds its expression here. Let's throw ourselves into his arms.